This is a special presentation of the Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards on Seattle Sports Station.
We are live from the 87th annual Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards. I'm Stacey Ross with my co-host today, Maura Dooley. You've heard her on the Mike Salk Show. Maura, how's it going?
I'm excellent. I'm happy to be here. How about you?
I am really happy. I was just brought over a delicious hors d'oeuvre from Blitz. And let me set the scene for you guys. So if you are not watching on the stream, which you can do at seattlesports.com, you can also listen to the show live. So if you're listening, let me tell you what's going on here. We are in the ballroom at the Westin. Yeah, I will. We're in the ballroom at the Westin, waiting for everyone to arrive. It's a huge event annually in the world of sports here in Seattle, and there are already plenty of representatives here in the building. Not only do you have Blitz, maybe the most important here, but you got some former Seahawks. You got KJ Wright, who's here. Thomas Rawls, Chuck Arnold, president of the Seahawks, is here. Todd Lewicki, Gary Payton, Tyler Lockett going to be in attendance. Lockett and Mitch Haniger are nominees for the Male Sports Star of the Year. I'm seeing Nevin Harrison, who is a nominee for Female Sports Star of the Year. Maura, I have to say, it is a night when you realize just how huge the sports community in Seattle is.
Yeah, it's really impressive, and I think as we know, this is a great city as far as the community supporting their athletes, but sometimes, you know, we need to branch out a little more. I think this is a cool night to get to know maybe some athletes from sports that you haven't necessarily watched.
10,000%.
We're sitting here talking about Nevin Harrison, and like, I want to know more about sprint canoe.
Yeah.
I saw her do it
in the Olympics,
but it's a brand new sport in the Olympics. And I wonder if there was some trial and error with falling in immediately because you're on one knee on a canoe going as fast as you can.
I have to say, I totally agree with you. It's a moment to look around and realize the insane accomplishments of athletes where it's like, oh, I already knew, you know, Gabby playing University of Washington softball and her as an athlete. Amazing. Maura, you realize that she's not only a double major, but a double minor. Like, what the people that are nominated tonight are so incredibly accomplished on and off the field.
Yeah, and I personally thought that maybe she was trying to show you up a little bit.
Oh, 1,000%. I already know that's why she did
it. Being a double major is a huge accomplishment you like to talk about.
Look, am I going to bring up to Gabby Plain, nominated tonight for Sports Star of the Year in the women's category, that I was a double major and worked out for 20 minutes yesterday?
Absolutely.
No, that's beneath me, Maura. I would never do such a thing. However, there are people far more accomplished than many of us in this room. And we are excited to get a chance to talk to a lot of them tonight. Until then, let's talk about why we're here and who some of the people are that are going to be awarded. So obviously, you have the nominees, and we don't know who's going to win those. But then you have people who are being honored tonight. And we already know that one of those is actually a pair. It's Gass and Graz. Mike Gastineau and Dave Grosby are being honored with the Keith Jackson Media Excellence Award. It was an award previously won by John Clayton, who obviously we all loved so much. You worked with him for years, and you've also worked with Graz for years. So, Maura, what's it been like working around, so many established people in media who the rest of the sports world here in Seattle tonight honoring?
Yeah, I feel like I was pretty lucky to walk in I started at the station as a board op, but my first producing job was for John Clayton, a legend in sports, and then, getting to work with Graz, who is a Seattle legend as well. We're welcoming in Thomas Rawls here, so we'll be with him in just a moment. But yeah, so excited for Graz tonight. Such a deserved honor, because everyone in Seattle sports.
Yes.
Like in Seattle grew up listening to him.
1,000%. We're joined now by former Seahawk Thomas Rawls. Thomas, how's it going? Hi.
See you.
Good to see you.
Yes.
With one of my first years covering the Seahawks, Thomas Rawls was a rookie. One of my very, very first articles and interviews that I wrote. At the time, Thomas, you were working on getting, fresh water to the city of Flint, which is your hometown, right?
Yes. 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 Well, thank you all for having me and, with Seattle Sports and great event we put on today. But yes, times has changed. I'm doing some different things and focusing some new areas. But Flint, Michigan, I still hold dearly to my heart. And I know that the city back home is proud of me on my journey today.
So. This event and events like this, Thomas, even us talking to you right now reminds me how important it is for the athletes here in Seattle to still remain involved in the community. community. Tell us what you're doing right now.
Yes, yes. Washington has truly been home. I'm so thankful for, you know, the city of Washington and Seattle embracing me over the years. And I just started my nonprofit called the Consider It Group. We are a 501(c), and yeah, it's a public charity. And what we do is we advance in the youth in a lot of different ways.
That's awesome.
We train them up, and we focus on small variables for greater outcomes. So eye contact, you know, body language, firm handshakes, and all of those different things. And we have different resources that we also help them to advance. And we have depth of resource, and just using that influence wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that something that you wanted to do because of any experiences that you had growing up as a kid? Like, were you more shy or needed a little more of a confidence boost? Or
I can't imagine
you were shy.
I was never really shy. I've always been self-motivated and kind of taken initiative in a lot of different ways.
Well,
but
that's a gift you can share.
Exactly. But I always had a passion for youth. I always had an ability to gauge the perspective of a child. And that's one thing I love to do, and I think is one of my strengths and one of my unknown talents outside of running the ball. And that's what we teach, you know, because everybody won't make it to the highest level of their profession. So we can help them secure marketable skills that fit their passion and purpose. I'm all for it. And I have the recipe and the experience and the influence to, you know, kind of help that area.
You're listening to Seattle Sports on 710 AM. I'm Stacey Ross here with Maura Dooley, and we're joined by Thomas Rawls. Thomas, we have to talk ball, obviously.
Okay,
you're
let's
here
do
with
it.
Us. Let's do it.
Let's
so
do it.
I'm going to actually start broader, not even anything specific to Seattle per se, but let's talk about running backs in the NFL. Because, Thomas, mm-hmm. I got to say, even since, let's say, 5 years ago or so, mm-hmm. right, you've seen people say, it doesn't matter as much. Don't worry about it. The Seahawks criticized for taking a running back in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
How do you view the importance of the position still in the NFL?
Oh, I view it as a huge asset, you know, to a team. It is definitely important because, you know, the running back position, we set the tone. You know, when we out there working hard, we have to respect the position. And, I go by saying what you do speaks so well. And running the ball, that's more of a different mindset, a different mentality. That's where identity is truly created. That's what I truly believe in. That's why I love that running back position. And I'm super excited with the advancement of, you know, with the draft this year. You know, we got a great running back core already, a group, and I think we took a guy in the second round with Kenneth Walker. He's doing some amazing things, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what the future holds with this new team.
What did you see towards the end of the year last year? It was really exciting to see Rashad Penny get going because
yes.
he's had to overcome a lot with injuries.
Exactly.
What did you see from him in that last stretch?
Well, I can tell you, we all know what we signed up for, and I'm super proud of him, how resilient he was throughout that stretch. And just to be able to keep recovering, keep fighting, you know, to stay healthy and to do some things that was kind of unfamiliar, probably uncomfortable to him at mm-hmm. that moment of his journey. And for him to get past that phase, and to have a great competition at the running back position, I can only imagine the energy that's in that room and the miraculous things that's going to happen out of that running back core and with this team.
Well, speaking of this team and miraculous things that could happen, it's a very young team right now, and
mm-hmm.
we know that they've traded Russell Wilson. They've got a new young core coming in, a bunch of new rookies, and this feels like Pete Carroll's bread and butter, right? This feels like what he excels at is building a culture. Take us back to your rookie season here in Seattle. What was it like just being around Pete Carroll for the first time?
It was amazing. I would never forget his energy, his spark, his philosophy to the game, his individual standard for himself, and how contagious it is for the rest of the team and for the rest of the group. And that's one thing I always, you know, loved about it. But I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely going to be a great year. I truly believe it because
love
that believer factor is always there in that locker room through speaking through coach and organization and through the 12s. And I'm excited to see, you know, what we do. You know, I know we got some great storylines ahead. So
yeah.
It's definitely.
Thomas, before I let you go, can I ask you something I've literally always wanted to ask in an award show?
Mm-hmm.
What are you wearing?
Oh.
Who are you wearing? Who are you wearing? What are you wearing is creepy. Thomas Rawls, who are you wearing tonight?
Who am I wearing? Well, I can tell you, you know, I
you
got...
Just, like a business couch.
I know I got Seattle Seahawks written all over me, but right now, you know, I'm 10 toes right now. I'm in some Stacey Adams, and I'm, you know, I'm here and I'm being present. And I just want to continue to do that and continue to show my love and support for this beautiful city that truly embraced the kid from Flint, Michigan. And I'm just super excited for this year coming up with all Seattle sports, men's and women's. And I'm just truly thankful to be here and still in the loop.
Well, we're happy to have you here. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and it's so awesome to hear about your nonprofit and what you're doing. I think that's a really, really amazing idea. I wouldn't even think of it, and now I'm thinking, like, we need more of this. Absolutely. Teaching the small things.
A website people can go to?
Yes. It's called ConsiderateJoyHour.com.
Okay.
And, yep, we got QR codes on our cards. So hopefully you guys are able to make it. The main headquarters is over in the Auburn area, 4146 B Street Place out in Auburn. And we're looking to expand. We also do mobile joy hours, you know, so we're able to bring joy hour to different locations. Pure joy, you know, pure joy, peace and joy.
Love it. Well, this was a very joyous interview. He is Thomas Rawls. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Stacey. Thank you.
All right. We are live from the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards. I am Stacey Ross here with Maura Dooley. Plenty more coming your way. Lots of guests filtering in. I'm already seeing athletes and nominees head in the door right now. The award show begins in about an hour, so we're going to take you right up to it, and we're going to have a couple more interviews here, talk about some of the nominees tonight and some of the big stories that are nominated. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. This is Seattle Sports.
This is a special presentation of the Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards on Seattle Sports Station.
We are live from the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards here at the Westin in downtown Seattle, where, I mean, athletes, men and women, are being celebrated tonight. You've got a ton of nominees. You've got stories nominated, and you've got pillars of our community who are being honored. I'm Stacey Ross here with Maura Dooley. We were joined by Thomas Rawls. Going to be joined here right now by Brian Schmetzer. And go ahead. Hey, Brian. Hello. Yes. How's it going? How are you?
Doing really well.
Let me start by saying congratulations.
Thank you.
Amazing season. Talk about, obviously, CONCACAF and just that entire ride there, the feeling that was in Lumen Field sold out.
Well, you know what? The CONCACAF Champions League is something that's kind of new for a lot of people here. It's the first time that any MLS team has won this tournament. So we were kind of just newbies. We didn't know exactly what to feel, how to feel, what was going to happen. But what I loved is when we got back home for that final, we had 68,000 people, people I know, a lot of Seattleites. And, you know, it was a great party. I mean, it was fun. The game was actually exciting.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
especially
was.
For the home fans. It was a little touch and go for a little bit, but at the end it was really exciting. So it was good for us.
I moved here from Colorado, and the first Sounders game that I went to, I was amazed at the turnout here. I felt like it was a bit different. It seems like you have a special relationship with the fans here. Do you see that when you travel to other cities?
Yeah, I see that. And look, Colorado's a nice place to live, and it's a good stadium. We just actually lost there the other day, which is
look, I didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's another story, but that's okay. But, you know, the difference between, you know, maybe the Rapids and us is we have 50 years of history, going back to 74. And so my parents brought me to the games when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. I brought my kids to the games. I'm bringing my grandkids to the games now. And there's just a little bit longer history than what the Rapids have. Not to say that they can't get there. But, you know, right now we have a little bit of an edge there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, you guys are going to be in the FIFA World Club Club Cup. God, I'm struggling all over this. But
that's
we still don't
okay.
know when it's going to be, where it's going to be. I mean, what have you guys been told about it?
It's going to be... towards the beginning of the year,
okay.
late January, February. These are just new information, little things. I probably get in trouble for telling all this, but sometime late January, early February, it is going to be the same format that they had before with 7 teams. We'll be in a bucket with 3, 4, and 5. It'll be, it'll be a hard tournament. But we want to go there and win the first game because then that puts us in a good way to see if we can't make it to the final. So that first game will be key. But it's going to be tight because we hope to go into MLS Cup, long run in the playoffs, And then it's going to be a short turnaround for us, for the players, to get back up and have a, you know, a short preseason in preparation for one of the biggest games of this club's history.
Yep. Wow, you already have a very long season compared to some other sports.
It's getting even longer.
It feels long. Sure.
So you have Christian Roldan from your team being honored here tonight, or he's
and Dylan Tevez,
nominated,
young man for the UW. So
and Roldan was just added along with Jordan Morris to the U.S. men's national team. Can you talk a little bit about what he means to your squad?
Yeah, we're very proud of both of those young men. I mean, we do have a lot of internationals. You know, Raul from Peru, Nico was with Uruguay, Javi with Ecuador, you know, Christian's brother Alex with El Salvador. But these are almost like hometown kids. I know Jordan was born on Mercer Island, but Christian feels like a kid who was just born and raised in Seattle. You know, he went to the UW. We scouted him there. And we've watched him grown up into a U.S. national team player. So we're very fiercely proud of those two.
I wanted to talk about just what the Sounders have done for MLS. And I know that this feels like I'm asking you to, like, humble brag, but it really has been, it really has been something else to watch. Not a single club, MLS, many teams have done so much, but what the Sounders have been able to do for MLS has been something to see over the last several years. What's it like being involved with so much of this?
It was great. Look, at the beginning, when I was Ziggy's assistant, you know, did we do everything? Did I see everything that went on behind the scenes of the launch franchise? No. There have been other MLS teams that have successful launches. LAFC, you know, Atlanta, some of those other cities have had them. But we've sustained the momentum that we had when we started in 09. I mean, I remember partnering with the Seahawks. Gary Wright was a big deal. Todd Leitwicki, some of those people, some of those names helped us in the launch. And then we've just kind of carried that through, and we've been pretty successful.
And sharing the Lumen Field with the Seahawks, it's been... It's just been such a rich sports history for both teams. The fans here are pretty some of the best, I think, that you could ask for, and they love your team with all of their hearts. What does it mean to be honored at something like this, have your players honored at something like this? It's all about the community and the fans that love you.
No, I love it. I mean, look, I've been to plenty of Seahawk games, Mariners games, Sonic games in my lifetime here. You know, Seattle is a big sports town, I believe. You know, maybe I'm a little biased because I was born and raised here, but, you know, going to Seahawk games, Mariners when they're hot, I mean, there's a vibe that Seattle gives off, and it's a great one. I mean, you can go to the Storm games, and that's a good entertainment. I went to my first Kraken game earlier this year.
Which is so fun.
And that was fun.
Yes.
I mean, we're a good sports town.
All right. Well, the Sounders certainly make us an even better one. So he is Brian Schmetzer.
You.
Brian, thank you so much
thank
for taking
for
the time.
That. Thanks for the time.
All right, we're going to be joined here in just 1 second by Pat Chun, athletic director for Washington State University. Very curious to ask him about Nils, right? Ask him about the realignment of the Pac-12. So let's go ahead and get started. Pat, how's it going?
Go Cougs. How are you guys?
As a former Husky, it's like I can only support.
Husky and?
I went to school in Colorado, so we're good.
Okay. Yeah, so she's out of you. She's
so you're the nice one here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're in between.
I'm impartial. We can't get a fist of cuffs in front of everybody here.
Pat, what is it like being here tonight? Moore and I were talking about how, I guess, I don't want to say heartwarming or exciting it is, but those were the words I was thinking of, seeing so much of the sports community in Washington come together.
Well, Seattle's a special place, and give credit to our sports commission here. They do a wonderful job being inclusive of Washington State. I know we're on the other side of the state, but vast majority of our alums are here. This is a huge city for us in terms of recruiting. I mean, you guys know the high school sports across the board in this part of the country. I mean, it's a national recruiting base, which is unfortunate for UW and Washington State because the best kids here look nationally, but that's the quality of talent here. Yeah. So I think this is just, there is such a wonderful commitment to sports. We see the impact of sports here in this community. You know, it's like I did do the Zoom yesterday with Mina Kimes, and I was this close. I said I might put you on the spot to give me a Drew Locke, Russell Wilson comparative, but she's a diehard Seahawk fan, and I didn't want to do it to her. But that's the power of sports. So,
well, speaking of football, Jake Dickert took over for your football team, men's football team last year, and it seems like he was just really beloved right away, and you decided to extend him and keep him around. What are you excited for with that this year?
Well, to watch him grow, I think you guys have, you guys obviously, you know, you guys are around coaches, and when you see leadership emerge, no matter what, if it's sports, business, whatever endeavor you're in, it's pretty inspiring to watch. And he was put in hopefully the toughest situation he'll ever after he put in his career, and then you saw just how he operated, how he communicated, how he connected with each individual. We still, you know, we had a great spring, but you know, I think we hit all the goals that we needed to hit. This part, no different than every other college football program. The next couple months before we get to August is really about leadership has to continue to emerge, accountability has to emerge. But I mean, we had above a 3.0 GPA, which is impressive. You know, those things are indicative of what culture is, yeah. And that those are all the things. Jake is from a small Wisconsin town, so Pullman feels like New York to him. So it's been a wonderful fit. Him and his wife and kids have really immersed himself into the community, so it's been great, and I'm just really excited. I think people, when you like, our defense is going to be one of the tops in the league, but this quarterback he's special.
Tell us a bit more about him,
Cameron Ward. So he was FCS All-American. We actually, you know, it's interesting when Jake was the first person we interviewed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're in season, and one of the things in the back of my head I told our president is we need to go back to Mike Leach's offense. Just, we know we can recruit to it. We know it gives us an edge here.
Yeah.
So that was just, so it's like when we talk offense with people, I'm going to have a natural bias towards someone who wants to go with a version of the air raid. And then Jake, as soon as, again, we didn't need to talk defense. He's like, we're going to go air raid. This is the coach I'm going to go hire. And a lot of times when you are in the interview process, a lot of people throw names out here. Well, he went and got Eric Morris out of Incarnate Word. He coached for Mike in Pullman. He had the number one offense in FCS. His quarterback came over with him. It's, you know, transferring is crazy in college athletics. It benefited us with Cam Ward. And he's got leadership. And I think you guys see it. It's going to be the difference between Russell Wilson and Drew Lock. I think we'll watch it in real time as Seahawks fans. But I think he's got the leadership piece. He's got mastery of this offense because it is a system with Coach Morris's version of the air raid. But I think you're going to be amazed. He does all the – I know young kids like to copy, and he's got all the Pat Mahomes.
Oh, they do. I see it all the time at Green Lake every day.
Yeah, so, but he fits us well, and, you know, I think it's going to be a fun year.
He is Pat Chun, athletic director for the Washington State Cougars. I guess honorary polite go Cougs.
Thank you.
A host.
That's class.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pat, we could ask you a billion more questions. You're obviously, it's so engaging, entertaining to talk to, and you have so many answers about the Pac-12 that we want to ask. However, we have to let you go. Get appetizers and drink wine and enjoy the night. So thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having us, and go Cougs to all your listeners.
All right, you guys, we are live from the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards. Don't go anywhere.
This is a special presentation of the Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards on Seattle Sports Station.
We are live from the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards with two very special guests that I know you all will be very excited to hear from. I'm Stacey Ross. She is Maura Dooley, and we're joined now by former Sonics head coach George Karl. Hello, George. How are
you?
Stacey. We're also joined by former Sonics forward, and important that I include this UW grad, Detlef Schrempf.
Hello.
Very excited to have both of you here. I want to get to Sonic stuff. I need to do that, but I just have to talk about the feeling. So I'm setting the scene of being here in the Seattle sports community at large. You guys have been a big part of it. But, you know, when you come to something like this and you can see the community and what it means, what does it mean to have been a part of that here in Seattle?
It's the most exciting part of my career. My legacy here was as special as it did unless you win a championship. We came close. We were probably good enough a couple times, and we choked to go in. But Seattle has always been kind of my home. You know, when you have a life in basketball, you move all over the place. But my daughter still lives in Olympia, and I come up here 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
I just want so badly to get a team back in Seattle. I think it's just, it makes common sense, karma. The city is, not only was a great basketball city then, it's going to be a better basketball city now. what they're doing with the new arena is amazing. The Kraken for an expansion team is amazing. The enthusiasm is amazing. I just hope it happens.
What do you think either of you needs to happen for it to come back? Is everything set for it? Do you think that this is something that's more than 5 years? I mean, I'm very curious to hear your guys' opinion about literally when you think it might happen.
Well, I think everyone has an opinion, right?
Yeah.
But I think the good news is that they will vote on it. They will vote on expansion, I think, in September, if I understand correctly. And Seattle and Vegas are the two markets they're considering, so there's hope.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight, but I think, you know, if any city in the U.S. gets a team, it's got to be Seattle.
Yeah.
So we're still hoping. We've been hanging on for over 11 years here, hoping that we get a team back. And I think we still got the same fans here. We still got the same people rooting for it and working behind the scenes. So it will happen. We just hope it's not 5 years out. It's 2-3 years out.
I would love for that.
I just think you got to stay positive. I mean, there's all types of rumors and gossip going on. And the truth of the matter is, If you, the mayor, the league will make a good decision. They're working at it. It's a combination of many, many things. And, you know, the game of basketball is growing. It's a very popular game.
Yeah.
The NBA has got a lot of young stars that are coming up. I mean, it's right now in a really good place. And I think it's, you know, if they desire to expand, I think the fans just should stay positive and optimistic.
And we've seen even current players be really active in promoting the Sonics coming back.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like there's so much just love for this city and the basketball team they had here. Why do you think that it's lasted in people's minds so long? Like, even outside, obviously the city, that makes sense. But in players that maybe are young enough to not even have really seen the Sonics.
Well, I think there has not been an expansion since they left. I think the Sacramento debacle, I think, really was an ugly thing, because I think that back then I thought Seattle was going to get that team.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just got to stay optimistic and patient. You know, it's a big business now. Basketball used to be a kind of a community thing. Now it's a multi-billion-dollar business, and there are a lot of people know what's going on, and I have a lot of confidence that Seattle's going to get lucky. You're going to get lucky and get a team.
Well, I love hearing that, because it's easy sometimes to get kind of, I say it's easy to get angry about it to you guys, but I think that I talk to so many people who just feel constantly like Seattle is just being like held as like, we'll move it here and we'll do this. And they feel like it might never happen. And they do start to kind of lose faith and worry.
Yeah, but you know, players talk, and you have a lot of players our generation that are still in the game. They're in the front office, that are coaching. You know, there's a small overlap with some guys that are still playing, you know, yeah, end of their career, and they've all played in Seattle. You know, it's been 11 plus years, but they played here, and they know what it is. They know we had great fans. We talk about people when they played in the 90s, which arena did you enjoy playing in, and which was the toughest? It was always Seattle was up there.
Wow.
Because it was the loudest, but also the most fun, because that's where you wanted to compete. You wanted to be in an environment where the fans are engaging. It's crazy loud, and that's what Seattle. So people miss that, because they know we are a good basketball town.
Yes.
Well, the Key Arena was an amazing place for me as a coach. I know we won 38 games 1 year at home. I think we won 39 one game 1 year at home. I mean, we didn't lose here. And a lot of times we come out flat, the fans would help us. I mean, it was an incredible building. I mean, I've had good home courts in other cities. But the Key Arena, the rebuilt Key Arena, I just remember the year we went to the NBA Finals, how my ears hurt. Because the noise was so loud in that game.
Yeah.
Against Utah. And I just like to see that happen again. I'd like to see Seattle get back to being a contender-type basketball team, and hopefully someday bring another championship to the city.
Well, I think everyone in the city appreciates how vocal you've been about that and how big of a supporter you've been. Every time that you know, you do an interview about that or post about it, and people just love how much you back it.
Well, I mean, it's a dynamic city that's growing. It's a very energetic city. It's a beautiful city when the sun shines.
When the sun shines.
But, you know, the whole thing right now is, I think, stay calm.
Yeah.
Stay positive. Be patient. And don't upset the league office. Don't say something. don't say something that you're going to be throw it back a little bit.
I don't think anything's going to be thrown back. I, if anything, I feel more optimistic after talking to you guys. I'm going to remind myself to be optimistic, to be hopeful, to be positive about it, and just to keep an eye out for any updates and have faith that it will happen, because this is a city that deserves it, fans that deserve it, and they've proven it before.
Well, I think the building is an amazing building. I had the ability to watch a hockey game there a couple weeks ago, and the whole thing was we didn't have a good building. Mm-hmm. I mean, for some reason, the league didn't like our building. Now they have maybe the best building in the league right now.
It's an incredible arena, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen our locker room already, so, you know, it's a little bare right now, but the Sonics locker room will be quite impressive.
All right. He is George Carl and Detlef Schrempf joining us today. You guys, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We appreciate you taking a couple minutes for us today.
It's fun being on with ladies. It's cool.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, George. All right. We, again, are live from the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards. Look around the room here. We've got KJ Wright, former Seahawks, standing over here. We've got a couple other athletes, a couple nominees in the building that I saw earlier, Maura. And we're going to be joined here by KJ Wright in just
Stacey,
a minute.
I just shook Detlef Schrempf's hand.
I know. I saw you kind of panic.
Engulfed mine.
Yeah.
I'm a tall girl.
I called George Carl George. So, like, I'm kind of like, I'm
oh,
feeling
you're
very,
in.
I'm feeling very cool right now. And can I just say, I panicked through that entire interview. This is so unprofessional to say.
I mean, they're kind of a big deal.
Just the entire time was like, every question I'm asking is stupid. What is it that I'm saying right now? Are the Sonics coming back?
I mean,
or
it's
not?
So hard to not ask them anything. To ask them anything else. Like, I kind of wanted to ask who they had in the finals this year.
Okay,
but
I did too.
Everyone wants to talk about the Sonics.
Yes. Well, and can I just say, maybe we can ask KJ who he has in the finals right now. KJ Wright literally talking to George Carl right now. Can I also just say, Maura, I love how involved George Carl has been in this push. I feel like it continues to matter that people in Seattle, people who are with the Sonics, and not only that, but people just within the NBA world continue to advocate for Seattle to get its team. You know what I mean? It's like, never stop talking about it. Never stop reminding the NBA that this is a city that deserves a team. Not only that, but one that had its team ripped away. Right?
Yeah, he's made it a mission. When I lived in Colorado, I went to Nuggets games when he was coaching there quite often, and KJ Wright is stepping up with us here.
All right. We are joined right now by former Seahawk KJ Wright. KJ, hi. You look so dapper right now.
Thank you.
Literally on our red carpet.
Yes.
Can I ask who you're wearing?
I don't know. Oh, I'm in Alba. Alba is my suit lady from L.A. She is awesome. This is my second time wearing it. I wore it to the ESPYs.
Oh, wow. So we got the ESPYs look right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is kind of like the Seattle ESPYs, right?
It is. So I had to wear it again. It's only right. You ladies look nice as well.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I was, first of all, let me just say, one of your former teammates, Tyler Lockett, nominated tonight.
What for?
For Sports Star of the Year in the men's category.
Hey.
Can you just tell us a bit? I mean, I got to say, KJ, obviously you saw Tyler as a rookie. Yeah. I remember interviewing Tyler as a rookie to watch him, this sounds stupid, just blossom into a leader over the last couple years. Tell me about what you've seen.
I love this dude. I just love everything about Tyler. He is just someone that if you need to go to anyone to talk to, Tyler is the one you'll go to. He just listens. He gives great advice. Awesome teammate. Awesome person. And to see him from his rookie year to where he is now, he's the guy. Like, guys are looking up to him, and he's not going to shy away from the moment. And so I hope he wins tonight because he's an awesome dude. I love him. And I can't say enough about
KJ's going to be back there like ballot stuffing, just writing down Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
He just seems so genuine. You have to root for him.
Awesome.
Meanwhile, I saw you on NFL Network recently.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you're dabbling in now?
It's a possibility. I love sports. I love media. And I know that when it's all said and done for my career, I got to stay around football or I'm going to lose my mind. And so I figure the best way to stay around the game is to talk sports. I have a good eye for it. And I love it. And so NFL Network was fantastic. I'm probably going to go back next month and just see where life takes me. We shall see.
There is so much to talk about tonight, but can I be really annoying and ask you a football question? I mean, I can think of no better person. So let me
he just said how he wants to stay around.
Of course,
but
this is exactly what you're doing. Yeah. Okay, so KJ, let me get this one in here. In layman's terms, what do you think about the Seahawks switching to a 3-4?
Okay.
And how do you think it could help them?
What I think about switching to a 3-4, it was it's going to be okay. It's going to be good. We did it about 3 years ago, but Coach Carroll didn't have the personnel that he wanted to do it. So now he has the personnel. He has the big guys up front. He has the pass rushers off the edge. Mm-hmm. But what I'm interested to see is on the back end, what they do coverage-wise. Mm-hmm. Coach Carroll's been cover three his whole life. I'm expecting them to switch it up a little bit to get a little more creative and just throw the offenses off a little more. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be fine. Coach Hurt is going to take over and do just well. And so they better do good.
KJ's watching.
Well, it seems like with the back end, bringing Carl Scott and Sean Desai in will help with that, even though it's not Carroll's wheelhouse.
Right.
Have you met them or had any experience with them?
I haven't, but I talk to Deshaun Shedd all the time, and he has nothing but great stuff to say about him.
Awesome.
And so, but we know it's Coach Carroll. He's going to have to just hand it over to the guys. Trust them. Let them do their thing. Let's not go back to what we did in the past. It's this new season. Clearly, we're rebuilding, so let's just start fresh, trust these guys, and let's go forward to have a fantastic season.
All right, last question. We'll be very fast. You're being pulled in all kinds of different directions, so we don't want to take up too much time. You've continued to be very involved in the Seattle community, even when you went with Vegas. You obviously have family and friends still around here, but what's it meant to continue to be so involved in the community once you were, not a Seahawk anymore?
I mean, this is home. When you got 10 years, that's like...
Right.
That's 10 years.
It was all of your 20s, basically.
Yeah. My whole adulthood. I spent it in Seattle, and so this place is truly special to me. I'm going to present an award tonight and just share with, the fans and the community how much they truly meant to me. And so I love it here. I don't ever plan on moving or going anywhere else. This is home. And Seattle is the place to be.
Well, KJ, I can tell you that people here in Seattle love having you here, and you've meant so much to this community, too. So it's a very mutual relationship.
Yeah,
I already know. I know. I'm not looking at the text line. I already know what it says because I see it every time we talk about KJ. He is KJ Wright. KJ, thanks so much for taking the time. All right. Don't go anywhere. We are live from the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards. This is Seattle Sports Station.
This is a special presentation of the Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards on Seattle Sports Station.
All right, wrapping things up here. We are live from the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards. In just a couple minutes, we are going to take you to extra innings with Curtis Rogers, which is, of course, how you get your Mariners fix on a Mariners off day. They're going to return tomorrow against the Houston Astros with a series at home over Memorial Day weekend. Maura, we have talked to so many people today that have been pillars of the community here in Seattle, as well as some current athletes. What's your biggest takeaway, your favorite moment?
That we didn't have enough time.
I know.
I had more questions, but it's been great. It really is. I know we keep saying it, but it's just incredible to me how many people this place sticks with them, even if they've gone on to other teams, other cities.
Yes.
They can't get Seattle out of their hearts.
And can I tell you something that's, I don't mean to be self-deprecating, but being from Seattle, you do get that kind of like East Coast bias thing. And it's always like a really pleasant surprise when there are athletes who aren't from here who were like, no, this is my home now. I love it here. And I'm going to tell everyone about it. And it just is so awesome to see. All right. I know that I'm throwing you guys to extra innings in a couple minutes to get your Mariners fix, but I'm going to give you a little tiny Mariners fix beforehand with Rick Riz, the voice of the Mariners, joining us right now. Rick, how are you?
I'm fine, Stacey. How are you?
You
hi, Maura.
Dapper.
Hi. You guys look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah. What a night, huh?
All right. We are very excited for this series against the Astros. I know the Mariners aren't where they want to be, but you've got a chance here to try to get right against a divisional opponents.
Right.
When you're looking at this team, there's a lot that isn't great, but what about it feels like it should be pointing up?
Yeah, I take a look at what Ty France has done all season long. He's been so consistent.
Yes.
And J.P. Crawford, he's been so good. And now you got Julio Rodriguez as, a freshman in the big leagues, a rookie, After 2 weeks, all of a sudden he started to figure things out. He's just getting better and better and better. So those are great signs. They would love to get Mitch Haniger back, because he lengthens that lineup, hitting in the middle of the lineup, 39 home runs last year, 100 RBIs, great defense. And now it's nice to have Kyle Lewis back. First game back, he gets a couple of base hits. Ground ball was 104 miles an hour off the bat, so that's a good sign. So they just need to get together like they did last year. Last year in May, we played a terrible series in San Diego. It was rough.
Oh,
Scott had a, you remember that?
Yes, unfortunately.
Scott had a little meeting with the guys, and then they turned it around right away. And many years in baseball, I've learned that you really have to trust the length of the season. And that's what you have to do. You just have to go out. I know it sounds simple. Go out and play some good baseball. You know, forget about the night before. That's the beauty of our game. Play 162 of these. It has been a rough stretch, you know, for the past week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But they will find a way when Mitch comes back. They'll find a way now. But, you know, and the bullpen, you know, they've got to do what they tried to, you know, accomplish last year. I think we're going to be fine. I think the starters are outstanding. You know, Robbie Ray is going to put everything together. And, you know, American League Cy Young Award winner. There's Marco Gonzalez. Logan Gilbert has been outstanding in that starting rotation.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good things happening. You know, just not winning right now, but go get it all together.
All right, you guys heard the man. I needed to inject not only some Mariners talk on an off day, but just a little bit of a silver lining. I can think of no one better to remind us that there's lots of exciting things on this team.
It's a long season. It's a journey.
Okay.
It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. All those wonderful things.
All right, Riz.
So we'll get going. It's going to be a fun season.
He is the voice of the Mariners, Rick Riz. Rick, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest
much.
Of your evening. And Maura and I, we will enjoy the rest of your evening. Guys, unfortunately, we have to let you go. We are going to... Oh, just kidding. I lied. We're not letting you go. We're keeping you here because we have 2 minutes with Tyler Lockett, a Sports Star of the Year nominee in the men's category. Wow, what a surprise. Tyler, hello. How are
old.
You? Feel old. Excuse me. You're not allowed to say
what?
That. Oh, no, don't say that. Tyler, how's it feel tonight to be nominated?
Oh, it feels great. You know, just to be able to be nominated, just to be able to be here, it's a lot of people that have a great chance of being able to win. I've been kind of in this for the last two times, so I think this is the third time and I haven't won, but just
third time's a charm. KJ has assured us he'll rig it for you, so we're feeling good.
I don't know about rigging it for me. He might rig it for himself.
They're like, KJ Wright wasn't nominated. That's weird.
You just won a sports Emmy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
So, appreciate it.
It's just really apparent how much you value working with the community and just doing things to get the right messages out there.
Oh, yeah.
How do you choose what you do in the off season and what's important to you?
Well, I mean, sometimes people come up with the ideas and they ask me if I want to be a part of it. And a lot of it is just, you know, how much I believe in it and how much I want to be able to be a part of it. And I really believed in what it was that everybody was trying to do. There was a lot of horrific events that took place, you know, in my hometown and stuff like that that's been swept under the rug, haven't been talked about. So being able to bring that to light, it felt great to be able to do that because a lot of people just learned about it and they had no idea. To be able to win a sports Emmy, though, I think it speaks a lot of volumes and it says a lot. The hard part about being super excited about it and celebrating is because justice still hasn't been done. People are still fighting for reparations. There's still three survivors that are still living to this day that are still fighting for justice. And so, you know, I'm excited about the sports Emmy when it comes to bringing awareness. But until we get the true justice and reparations, it's hard to consider it a true victory.
All right. Well said. He is Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett, a nominee tonight for Seattle Sports Star of the Year. Tyler, thanks so much for taking the time, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. We had to squeeze Tyler Lockett in, you guys, for just 2 minutes here at the end. Of course we did. He's a nominee tonight. This has been the 87th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards, the Seattle Sports Station broadcast. We are going to throw you guys right now to Extra Innings with Curtis Rogers.